Blog Talk Radio.
Again, good morning to all of you on the blog line and as well as the First Fruits line. We do welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just praise God for what he has done, who he is, for all of his wonderful, phenomenal, and ultra-phenomenal blessings. This is the day that the Lord has made. We do rejoice and give thanks unto him. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We're thankful to him. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do praise you and we do thank you and do appreciate everything that you have done. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day, for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. I've learned to thank you for those two things, because there are a lot of people who didn't wake up this morning. When they woke up, if they did, they weren't able to get started. They couldn't move. They couldn't walk. They couldn't talk. They couldn't do many things. And here we are with the activities of our limbs. And so we want to thank you for being so, so good, so good.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah,
in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of harassment and the spirit of hostile environment. We bind everything that is not like you. We give you the glory and the praise for what you have done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every blessing. Every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys every yoke. Thank you, in Jesus' name. For every person on this prayer line, thank you. We ask you, Lord, for blessings upon the people, that you would destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus, and that you would give great and glorious blessings upon the people. Now, Lord, this is a wonderful day. We come to praise you and give you glory. Bless those who've gotten up and made the sacrifice to get up and give you glory and give you praise. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they're not able to receive. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Bless everything about them when they walk at home. Lord, let the blessings of the Lord make rich and added no sorrow with it. In the name of Jesus, now give us the great and glorious prayer line today. And God, accomplish things as only you can accomplish them. Bless, 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 bless. And God, give miracles. In Jesus' mighty and wondrous name we pray and give you all the glory and all the praise and all the adoration. It belongs to you, Lord. We ask these and other things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, aware of the word of God that says, if we ask anything in the name of the Lord Jesus, it shall be done. Of the Father. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Glory, glory, glory. God, we thank you. Yeah, thank God. And good morning, Lord. Everybody speak to the Lord. He's here. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody speak to the Lord. He's
good morning,
here.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord. God
thank
bless you
for another day.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Lord, David said he inhabits the praises of his people, and I know he does. I believe he waits to hear the praise coming from First Fruits. Not many around the world that are getting up to give him praise at 6 a.m. in the morning just to praise him. And just to give him adoration. What a wonderful, wonderful joy that is.
Yes.
I'm going to do a praise check in just a moment. I explain it again that praise check is for everybody. Don't sit there and act like you don't understand, because God knows your heart and your mind. But when we get a praise check, we want to see what level you're on. Amen. I hope it's a high level, because he certainly has done things for you in a high level. He has kept your name off the death list. That's a high level. He has kept affliction away from you. That's a high level. Yeah, he's done so many things for you. Like the senior saints used to sing the song, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken all my sins away. That's a high level. Amen. So we do a praise check here and ask you to join us in giving God praise. Everybody from every area code all over the planet. If you've got a praise for him, you ought to give it to him. Amen. When we say praise check, come on. From every area code, praise check in the name of Jesus Christ. Giving praise. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Y'all ought to be able to praise him more than 2 seconds.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you. We thank you. We magnify
you. Thank you for your tender mercy.
Thank you for your healing
hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We praise you. We praise you. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless all of you. Let's try that again. It's just it's not fair to the Lord for him to be so good to you and you not even open your mouth when given a chance to praise him. Every area code 910-913-912-801-516-616, so many other area codes. Let's try it again. 847-757. I didn't hear y'all.
Thank you.
816-225-708-901. All of us. 910. Amen. Let's give him a praise check. Praise check. Are you there?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Things I'm saying are true. so you appreciate them not. They're so true. Examine them. It's not good to go to the Lord without a praise offering. Amen. They may be strong, but they are true. Very true. Amen. Get your praise ready. Amen. Praise report ready. Because we want you to bring it before Him. That's one of the ways you get a miracle. Yeah, you get a miracle by having a praise for Him. And by through your praise, God looks on your praise and sees your praise and has mercy and gives miracles in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, praise God for all of you. My God. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Give us a station identification, then we'll move forward. The line is open to you if you're there this morning.
Praise the name of the Lord. God bless. Good morning, and we do honor, amen, Chief International Ambassador, amen, hallelujah, Ambassador Lady Betty, amen, glory to God. We do honor Mother Adley Johnson, to all of the ambassadors-elect, to all the bishops, to all of the other broadcasters, to all of our families and friends that are listening from all around the world. God bless each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live at Blog Talk Radio. We're in the live studio. And we give God the praise. We can be reached simply by calling into the studio. The number to dial is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. We have more than 90 million listeners, and the number keeps growing on a daily basis. And to God be the glory. We do thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an outstanding job in getting this message around the world. And certainly it's a spiritual bring the spiritual awakening, and people are catching on. And we thank God for the excellent job you're doing, Chief, and continue to let the Lord use you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. You're doing an excellent job, too, and thank God for you. Now, I wish you all could have been on the blog line last night as we gave God on Thanksgiving collectively over 2 billion praises. On last night, people from Africa and Asia and India and Brazil and the Philippines and from Russia, from France and Germany and Poland and Switzerland. And I can just go on and on. People all over the world praising God. Amen. It was wonderful. I want to thank Him for allowing that to be so. And for all of those who came and joined us on last night, wonderful blessing. We continue to praise today. Thanksgiving was yesterday, but for the Lord Jesus Christ, Thanksgiving is every day. Did you have a praise for Him? Did He do anything for you on yesterday? Did He do anything for you on this year? Did He do anything for you on last year or 5 years ago? If so, we'll open the line to you to give a praise report unto the Lord here today. Who will be the first one to utter a word of praise where the Bible says, make known His deeds, everything He's done for you? It's true and it's wonderful to make known those things He's done. Who is the first one? The line is open to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, this Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless First Fruit Prayer Line family. And God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. God bless Ambassador Betty Johnson and Mother Johnson and the entire prayer line. Ambassador Pfeiffer here just thanking God for His many, 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 many blessings. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thanking God for His anointing. Thank God for His many blessings. Hallelujah. They just so multiple. You don't know where to start and you almost can't stop when you get started. But I am praising God for the youth prayer line on last night, the wonderful discussion by Ambassador-elect Regina, and how she just come through with flying colors and just open up the word and open it up to the different ones to share testimonies and praise reports. And I'm just thanking God for another day. Hallelujah. another year. He's brought us and taught us. He's kept us and never left us, and how he's still blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How he's still, hallelujah, hallelujah, pouring out his anointing upon his people in Jesus' name. Thank God for the many miracles that we heard about on yesterday. And may God continue to bless everyone on this prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you so much. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. All right. Anyone else with the praise report? The line is open to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning. Come on quickly now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have a praise report? Come on.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina. Thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see. I think how he continuously blesses us on a daily basis. I continually have a praise in my mouth for the Lord because he's done so many things for not only me but for you too that we cannot tell them all, like our Chief Ambassador just stated. I thank him for he allowed me to share a wonderful Thanksgiving meal with an awesome family, with the Johnson family on yesterday, and how even with all these people out on the street, some of them driving a little intoxicated, he gave me travel mercy and let me arrive back at my destination. He woke me up this morning so that I would have another opportunity to say thank you. God bless all of you all, and continue to keep me in your prayers.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Lick, Sister Gina. God bless you. Anyone else with the praise report? Amen. Everybody's got a praise report. Everybody.
Oh, my God.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my Chief Ambassador, to all of the beautiful saints of God on the first hoop prayer line. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm taking that from Mother Johnson. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God this morning, amen, that I did see another Thanksgiving with my family, and I just thank God for that. And not only did I have my family, I was able to feed another family. A call came through and shared that another family didn't have food, and I tell you, I had more than enough, still got more than enough. And I thank God that I was able to share with my food with another family that needed some food, and I thank God for that, that we have such a giving family. My husband and I are very giving people. I thank God that we're definitely equally yoked together, because he never say anything when I give, and I never say anything when he give. We just love to give to anyone, and I praise God for another Thanksgiving season. I'm so grateful to the Lord for the things that he has done in my life, in my family, and over the First Fruit prayer line. God bless you is my prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank God this morning. I'm worn out, but yet and still, I still have a praise. God bless you is my prayer.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. All right. Wonderful. Anyone else with a praise report? Anybody?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We stealing from Mother Johnson, but it's worth it. Oh, I'm over the moon. I'm so grateful and so thankful. Oh, God, thank you so much, because the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous availeth much. And God has been so good, so good, so good. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. He's so good, and it was such a beautiful yesterday. And this is the day he's made today, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Pray my strength in the Lord. Sister Gloria Ellington, Sister Evangelist Gloria Ellington, praise God.
God bless you, Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Beautiful. All right, somebody else who has a praise report.
God bless you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. This is Mother Britt, 910. I just thank God for your doctor, Ambassador Johnson, and your Ambassador Lady, and your mother, Sister Johnson, His mother, Lord, and everyone, all the ambassadors, everyone on the prayer line. I just thank God that he let me live to see another Thanksgiving. And I just thank God for the prayer line we had last night, the youth prayer line. It was just so beautiful. Everyone had the prayer and the testimony. It was just wonderful. And I just thank God that he let us all to live to see another day. And I want y'all to continue to pray, pray for my family and all, and that we will be what the Lord have us to be. And Lord, this prayer line will keep going. And everyone on here will be blessed. May God bless all of you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Thank you, Mother Britt. Amen. God bless you. Oh, beautiful. All right, someone else. I'm opening up for you to have a word to say for the Lord. Amen. Surely you have a word to say for the Lord. Everybody has a word to say for
Praise
the Lord. Go ahead. The
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Elect. Gil Stith, all the way from that dynamite state of Arkansas. I thank God for another day. I thank God that I woke up with new mercies every morning. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I was a little tired as well, but I had a lot of guests, and they all left this morning about 5 o'clock. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and I've enjoyed these few days with everyone, and I'm planning on resting today because there is a rest for the people of God. You have to know when to rest.
Yes.
So today is a good day for me to rest. Amen, but I'm thankful to God for all the little sales. I look for them as blessings. I took my dad to Walmart and whatever he said he wanted. I stood in a long line like I do every year to get it. Praise the Lord, and I just thank God for that. And I love my family. I love my extended family. And I'm just thankful that I have eyes to see. I have fingers on my hand. I have legs to walk with, and I have my right mind. Glory to God. I confess it every morning that I have the mind of Christ. I confess it every morning that I'm thankful and that I trust him, that no weapon formed or forming against me shall prosper. I confess it every morning, God, make me a sniper in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I thank him every morning for clothing me with the helmet of salvation and give us the war clothes. And I thank God that I have a mouth and a voice. Peace. Glory to God. I thank him for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. My leader, my teacher, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God when I know how to wait. I know how to run the race. I know how to be still. And I know how to put a bridle over my tongue. I thank him for all of the things that he's given us and spiritual blessing in heavenly places. God bless all of you and rejoice. And again, I say rejoice as the word of God says. I love you, and there's nothing I want to do about it.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Lake Hillstead. We appreciate you and thank you. All right, someone else. My. Someone else give a praise report. What has God done for you? Did he bless you on yesterday? Has he blessed you this past week? Surely you have something to say for the Lord. The line is open to you. Amen. Amen. Brother Johnson, why don't you give us a praise report? All right. How about you, Mother Digby or Mother Wilson?
Mother Digby, God bless you. Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to the whole entire prayer line, I just thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I want to say he has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. But I thank the Lord for the month of November because God saved me in the month of November in 1953, and I haven't had a mind to look back. I thank the Lord for all of the things that the Lord has brought me through and how he's always been there for me. I want to say how the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. When I got saved, I didn't have any children, but my pastor prayed for me and the Lord blessed me with 3 children, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for how on this year in January, my, well, I would say back in my oldest son had an aneurysm when he was 17, and then this year in January, my daughter had one. And God just blessed, and she's just doing well. She's getting ready this morning to go and help out at the church with a pre-pass. God just blessed her with all her memory back and all of the things that she's been doing. That God has just blessed her. I know it's nobody but the Lord. And I thank you for it. God has done so many things. I just cannot tell it all. I thank him for how he makes ways. And I thank him for what God had blessed Dr. Johnson to give us this year, blessings like you've never seen in year 2014. And I want to say God has just done so many of those blessings. So many of those things on my list, God have just blessed. And then I have faith to believe the rest of them he's going to do. And I thank him for the miracle. My God, I thank God for miracles, because God has done so many miracles in my life. My God, I just can't tell it all. Pray my strength in the Lord.
We certainly will. Thank you, Mother. All right, before I move, is there anyone else who would like to give a praise report about what God did for you? Anybody else? The line is open to you. You want to say a word for the Lord? Jump right in there. I just want to thank God for how he blessed us on yesterday. Is Mother Johnson there, or is Ambassador Lady Betty there? If so, I'll allow time for them for sure. All right. On yesterday, the Lord blessed us so much. Amen. It's just wonderful to be able to come together with family.
Amen.
It's wonderful to have someone that you can celebrate, whether it's your extended family or your personal family. It's just wonderful to have people who want to just celebrate the Lord and who are so grateful for life, health, and strength. We celebrated with Mother Johnson on yesterday. Amen. Mother had many of her loved ones all around her, her sons and daughters and nieces and nephews and grandchildren. And even as I remember the praise report she gave on yesterday about how they have granted the pardon to her grandson. Amen. And we're just waiting for the manifestation, which may take a few months here, but we're willing to wait. They used to sing a song, I'm willing to wait. Amen. And we just had a great time with Mother Johnson yesterday. People sitting all around her and feasting at the wisdom of Mother Andy Johnson. Oh, my God. And then I had the privilege of praying a prayer over the family, and the Lord, we were able to go over and to be with Ambassador Lady Betty's family, and another great feast. Oh, my Lord. Then journeyed back again to Kansas. We sat there and had dessert with Mother Johnson.
Thank you.
I tell you, it's a lot of fun, just a lot of fun.
Yes.
All right, Mother Johnson, if you're there, give a praise report.
Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue my mouth. I thank God. I want to give honor to God and to my leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the leaders, and praise God, everyone on the prayer line.
Some of you wondered if we'd be on the prayer line on Thanksgiving. I mean, that's what we're all about. And that's
yeah.
the main day that we come to giving thanks. Amen. We pushed when many people were taking a vacation on yesterday. Thank God for many of you who were there giving God praise and adoration on the youth prayer line, on the block line, and then again this morning. I'm trying my best to keep the line open so you won't miss it today, because God certainly has been good to you on Thanksgiving. We want to give you the opportunity to thank Him.
Thank you.
Amen. And so I'm holding it open a little longer if you want to say something for the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. This is the time to do it. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody else want to give Him a praise report? What He did for you. Anyone else? All right. God bless you and you and you. All right, we'll open it up this morning. Let me see. Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're there, can you get our prayer request, please, this morning? Amen. For anyone.
God bless you. Yes, sir. I am here.
Go ahead.
So much. Please, God. Another day to praise Him and give Him. You have a prayer request, please make it known unto the Lord. He will answer your prayer. God bless you. Who will be the first one? Anyone with a request? Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson again. I'm just asking y'all to continue to pray for me, pray for my family. And just pray for all the senior citizens. And just pray for the ones that's in the prison. And just pray for the whole wide world, the prayer line. You know, I just thank God that I just thank Him, because prayer changes things. And just keep in your prayer.
Amen. God bless you. That covers it, Mother Johnson. Everybody, praise God. God, amen. It covers everyone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I want to put prayer for two families. You may know these families, too. They both lost their mothers before Thanksgiving, the Easley family, the Ann Easley family, and for the Ruth Gunn family. They both are mothers of the church, and they both has gone on to be with the Lord. So I'm in two big home goings right after Thanksgiving. So put those before the Lord, the Easley and the Gunn.
God bless you. Thank you so much. We will pray for them. Thank you.
Mother Digby, I want to request prayer for the Woodruff family. Mother Mary Woodruff passed away, and her homegoing is today at my church. And on tomorrow, we have homegoing for this young lady, Gail Williams, at our church. So I want to request prayer for both of those families.
Amen. I just want to ask, anyone else have any bereavement in it that they would like to place on prayer request this morning?
Like, this is Mother Britt. I would like to press put the Blue family. They lost their father before last week, and they're going to have the funeral on Monday. And I want y'all to put their family on prayer.
Anyone else lost anyone? God bless you. Anyone else have anyone that has lost a loved one?
This is the Peterson, but the Norwood family. And also I need a prayer for my son, Sheldon Grace, and that's spoken for me.
All right.
This is Angela. I'm sorry, Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, would you please put the family of Robert Bush of Chicago, Illinois, on the family? He passed on Wednesday.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone else?
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. Yes, this is Betty in Kansas City. Would you please put Ruby Andrews on the prayer list this morning?
Amen. Anyone else have a lost loved one?
they would like.
Would this be Cindy? I'm a little prayer line.
Yes. Anyone else have a lost loved one or a family member or friend that they would like to put on here? Praise God. Ambassador Stern, we're going to ask you to pray for the bereaved family, if you will, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The word of God said in Ecclesiastes 3:3, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. And I have studied that over and over, and I used to think it was the next day or what have you, but we know morning can be any time. Praise the Lord. So we want to extend a heartfelt. We cannot pray for the deceased, but we can pray for the living, that the Lord would give them strength in their very hour of need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, we just want to say thank you again and again and again. We just come and thank you, O God, for the life journey that they had on the face of this earth, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, as we come to celebrate their life, O God, and their home going, we pray, O God, that you lift up every family, oh God, in this time of bereavement, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those that have mothers that they've lost during this time. We pray for those that had aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and children and nephews and nieces and, oh God, just relatives indeed, Lord. And we pray for those that were friends and saints of God that was connected to the families that are going through. Oh God, we pray that you continue to put a covering around these families. And God, most of all, we pray that the families will come together on one accord and that someone will be saved, oh God, out of this in the name of Jesus. Because we know those that are gone is absent from the body and present with the Lord. And oh God, we just thank you, oh God, that we have the privilege of putting a prayer over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And those of us that know these family members, oh God, that we would be able to comfort them, oh God, if it's not with words but with deeds, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We thank you for every family, oh God. And we pray again that you wrap your tender love of arms of love around them. Be with them, oh God. Some may not understand, oh God, what has happened, but oh God, I pray prayers that we won't blame you for nothing, because God, you've been that kind of God, a good God. And we thank you, and we still give you the glory, oh God, for the journey that they had here on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Ha-na-ha. Glory, glory. Bless your name. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Praise God. Thank God for that anointed prayer. Amen. Praise God. We want to take prayer requests for those that have financial needs at this time. If you could just call out your name, you don't have to explain. Just call it out. And God
bless. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a Peterson.
Missionary Hendricks.
Pastor Johnson.
Mother Wilson.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else have a financial need? Praise God. I have Peterson, Stern, Hendricks. I believe someone said Dr. Johnson. And Mother Wilson.
Sister Christopher.
Sister Christopher. Thank you. So,
Father Digby.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Sister Jolene Garnett.
And Mother Britt.
Bernita 616.
Is Prophetess Alex Fitz on the phone? Ambassador Smith.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
God bless you. Could you pray for the finances, those that have financial needs?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Father God, we just enter into your throne of grace and mercy. Father, we thank you because of the shed blood on the cross that you provided for us everything that we need. And right now, every name that's mentioned, every household of faith, we petition you for an outpour in their finances in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. God, we thank you that your word says in Psalms 84:11 that no good thing will you withhold from them that walketh uprightly before you. And Father God, you said he gives you good pleasure that to see the inheritance of the saints blessed, oh Father. And right now, every need, whether it's in their home or their job, a bill, a utility bill, something need to be repaired, oh God, something on their car, something breaking down, food lack in any area of their lives, oh God, meet the need today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that the manifestation and the your anointing to release finances upon this earth, we see it dripping from heaven right now, oh God. We see the windows are opening right now in the name of Jesus. And we curse the spirit of lack in the name of Jesus. We curse everything at the root that has tried to hinder their finances in every way, God. We ask for increases on jobs right now, for revenue, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you're touching people everywhere to touch your saints, to bring money and place it in their hands quickly, immediately, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that even money that's in the ground, let it come up. God, money that's been touched down, let it come forth in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare it so in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your grace right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to forgive us in any areas that we planted or monies that we should have held on to and we didn't let it, we spent it anyway in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you